Human Crafted Radio on KX93.5, Laguna's only FM. I am so honored and excited to be speaking with the Artist Republic Gallery again. I got to talk to them last month about their Pageant of the Vandals exhibit, which ran from Art Walk last month all the way till now, and they are launching a new exhibit tonight. So I have the owner here, Tori. How are you, Tori?
I'm great. Thanks for having us here.
Thank you for coming. We have Amanda, the PR
person.
How's it extraordinaire.
Going?
Hi, Amanda.
Hi.
How's it going?
Good.
And then we have the main attraction. You two are awesome as well. And this is Laura Berger. She is an artist all the way from Chicago, Illinois. She's a full-time artist out there, and they are launching an exhibit for your work here at Artist Republic Gallery tonight. It is called Softer World. And so welcome. Welcome to Laguna Beach.
Thank you so much.
Are you
happy to be here?
We are excited to have you. And I said before we started recording that we wanted to give a minute or so to the Cubs. Congratulations.
That's a good idea. Thank you very much.
Yep. And
we did it. We pulled it out.
Were you watching from where we where
we
were you?
We actually did watch a little bit from our hotel last night, and also we drove into LA to eat some dinner and happened to hear it on the radio, and it was a heart stopper.
Yeah, I watched the whole game.
Did you?
Yeah, it was so good.
It was insane.
And I don't even watch
follow
professional sports, but it was so good.
Yeah.
And the crazy thing is here, I'm from Mission Viejo. Mission Viejo High School is where, you know, a lot of people in my family went. You know, it's a lot of my friends went there. In 1993, a Chicago native actually graduated from Mission Viejo High School. He now lives back in Chicago, but his name is Michael Lee.
Okay.
And there is hard evidence of this. It's not a hoax. There, people have pulled it out, like, you know, who actually went to school back then. You pull out the yearbook from 1993. That's 23 years ago. Michael Lee's senior photo says under, you know, you can have a senior quote.
Yeah.
It said, Chicago Cubs 2016 World Champs. You heard it here first.
No way.
No, I swear.
That's frightening.
This is like some Back to the Future type stuff. Yeah. I'm telling
it's
you.
It's like
right
Nostradamus.
Now. He had like the almanac.
How is that even possible?
I'm not sure. Does he have psychic abilities other than this?
Jason, another DJ here, he tried to get a hold of him, and he looked up in the phone book in Chicago for, you know, like, called the wrong Mike Lee. And so we haven't been able to talk to him yet, but I want to know because
me too.
For some reason I believed him. I was like, I wasn't worried about it last night.
Yeah, maybe, you know? He's the next guest on your show.
That'd be awesome. If you can, you know, do some research when you get back home.
Will do.
All right, so are you three going to sing for us now? You ready?
I think Laura might.
Oh wait, you're not a musical artist.
Well,
okay.
No, I'm not,
so what do you do, Laura? You I see here that you work in acrylic and how do you say it?
Gouache.
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 What is gouache?
It's basically like an opaque watercolor. So it gives a really smooth, kind of flat texture to the paint. It doesn't look really shiny or reflective. And a lot of illustrators use it just to get like big flat fields of color.
Mm-hmm.
So my work is kind of graphic and it has that going on, and the gouache helps that.
Nice. And
yeah,
what are some of the themes and ideas that you kind of express through your medium?
I think I work a lot about connectedness, like between humans, and the ideas of like finding a family or a tribe wherever you may. Connectedness to nature, our environment. Yeah, things like that. Finding centeredness in yourself.
Nice.
And in the world. Yeah.
I'm not an art critic, but I did look at some of your work online, and I approve.
Oh, well, thank you.
I think everyone should go over
means
to,
a lot to me.
The Republic Art Gallery and check out your exhibit, Softer World. So you work in acrylic. Why can't I want to say gouache every time. Gouache?
Gouache.
Gouache. This is impossible.
Because it's spelled wrong.
Yeah.
I spell it wrong.
Oh, okay. Gouache.
Gouache. Like a squash. But with a G.
Now I'll never
Wash.
Forget. Thank you, Tori.
Yes, you're welcome.
I'll never forget. And then you also work in ceramic. And so you're a full-time artist living in Chicago. And how did you get involved here in Laguna Beach with the Artist Republic Gallery?
Well, Tori contacted me back in February, I want to say, or January, for a show at Brandsteder University.
Yes, we were doing an all-women show.
Yeah.
And I had been following Laura for a little while and loved her work and just reached out thinking, okay, well, hopefully we can make some sort of connection. And then immediately I said, I have to have her for a solo show because she's incredible. And we also took her work to an art fair in San Francisco recently, and the response from other gallery owners and from media was so overwhelmingly positive. It's really exciting to have her here in Laguna for her first solo exhibition on the West Coast, which is a big, big deal. So awesome.
That is a huge deal.
Yeah. And she's amazing. So all of you out there listening, come meet her tonight.
So 6 to 9 for Art Walk. And you guys are located between Brooks and Oak Street on PCH.
Yes.
Artist Republic Gallery. So it's, what is today, the first Thursday? Is that how that works?
Yep, first Thursday.
First Thursday of every month, we have this awesome event where you can get free wine and cheese. No?
No, oh, that's not what not it is. Anymore. No.
That's what you it used to be like back in the day.
Yes.
Yeah. Until Tori showed up.
Right, yeah. It's funny. We're just rebels. We don't do wine and cheese. We just bring great artists, and then we have
music.
So Corey Brindley is going to be DJing. He's a local celebrity.
Sweet. You had Kevin Nichols last month.
Mm-hmm. Yes,
how was
did.
He? I had him on my local music show as well, I think the day before or something.
Oh, yeah. It's a full house. He was
oh,
great.
Oh, cool. Mm-hmm. So good.
Yeah, we'll play some Kevin Nichols after this.
Yeah.
So tonight you have a DJ, Corey Brindley.
Yep.
Okay.
And then for all of us like health fanatics, we are next door to the Spice Merchant. So we're doing like a matcha coconut concoction for everyone to sample.
Oh,
so
that sounds
wine
so good.
Is just so like,
hey, I'm
10 years ago. Why would we do that?
I'm not interested in it. I think I like what I was. I'm just trying to appeal to the youngsters out there, you know, who remember the good old days when you just walk down PCH and you know. But I'm glad that's not happening anymore. We had so many problems, and I feel like I want to launch into like a Donald Trump impression right now. Anyway.
But it is. The weather is so beautiful today. It's a perfect day for coming out for our walk.
Yeah, beautiful.
Okay, so 6 to 9 p.m. tonight, Artist Republic Gallery on PCH between Brooks and Oak Streets. There's going to be live music. There's going to be healthy stuff. And there's going to be the main event, Laura Berger's art exhibit of Softer World. It's her first West Coast solo exhibit, and you got to check out her work. So come on down. It's just amazing stuff. And be a part of this, you know, community that really, you know, reaches out beyond just Laguna Beach. And, you know, we got to keep those relationships going with other art hubs and other, you know, cultural centers in our country and around the world. And, you know, we're really lucky to be able to have someone like Laura Berger traveling all the way out here to be a part of our community's art exhibit.
I'm so happy to be here. You guys have a cool thing going on. So,
well, thank you. Hopefully we'll see you tonight, and hopefully how long are you in town?
Just till tomorrow, unfortunately, but
busy lady.
Soak it up while I'm here.
Busy lady.
Beautiful weather.
We made you know, the sun come out for you.
So. Yes, thank you.
All right. Well,
and the Cubs win.
Yeah, like, I'm sure
it's all about Laura's trip here. The Cubs
that is
hold it out. What, 108 years or something like that was the last time. Mm-hmm. Beautiful weather, and you know, so
it's
all more can you say?
Full circle.
Well, thank you so much for joining us today, everyone. Who's listening right now? Artist Republic Gallery tonight, 6 to 9 p.m. for Art Walk. I'm going to a play for you as you head on out to your cars, or I don't know if we're staying for a little bit. We can hang out and talk some more. But here's Kevin Nichols. This is from his album, The Inside of My Head is a Very Dark Purple, and it's called How to Kill Your Girlfriend.
Whoa.
Yeah, so I want to get your thoughts on this. So that was Laura Berger and the Artist Republic Gallery. They're going to be debuting her solo West Coast exhibit, Softer World, tonight at Artist Republic Gallery between Oak and Brook Street on PCH. So go check it out from 6 to 9 p.m.